proclamation number 6313 dated the July 16th, 1955. Cosmic phenomena. Very soon you will know for certain that something is taking shape in the cosmos, for unusual events will worry you humans because you will be unable to find an explanation for them. Many speculations will surface, many opinions will meet with conflicting notions, yet only those people's points of view come close to the truth who suspect a connection between that which was proclaimed in word and scripture, which people were told by seers and prophets at all time. Anyone with spiritual vision can find an explanation for all events, for everything has a spiritual meaning and is intended to fulfill a spiritual purpose, to draw people's attention to their actual purpose of life so that they prepare themselves for the imminent judgment. And science, too, will support this, for it will discover the unusual changes in nature first, the cosmic happenings, which will confound them, and the significant appearances which they will not be able to explain due to lack of knowledge. They will observe and marvel, but they will not accept the only true answer, that the earth will be shaken to its foundations, which could indeed be caused by these phenomena. They won't want to believe it and will therefore always argue against it if the scriptures, the ancient prophecies, are pointed out to them. If they hear the opinion of the believers or if the messengers of my word proclaim to them the approaching end. And therefore it will be difficult to make the intervention on my part plausible to worldly people, because an attempt will be made to explain everything in a purely scientific way. And only a few will become aware of these unusual phenomena and therefore ever more assuredly draw people's attention to the end. And I will so evidently support the words of admonition and warning that even the scientists will apprehensively admit their lack of knowledge. And they will discover a star which will come constantly closer to the vicinity of Earth and which will apparently take an irregular course. By observing its path, their attention is drawn to ever new peculiarities. And they will recognize it as a danger to Earth. And at the same time they won't want to believe in its destruction because it will never before have been experienced. But I will allow it to happen, because my eternal plan of salvation necessitates something extraordinary which still intends to benefit humanity, and because it shall be a warning sign of the work of destruction which will follow soon afterwards and which will bring this period of salvation to conclusion. The more the end approaches, the greater will be the irregularities which people will experience, because they are meant to take notice and begin to wonder about the correspondence with that which is quoted by the believers as the word of God, as predictions by seers and prophets, and endorsed as truth. And now my spirit also proclaims through my servants on earth the near end again in my loudly resounding voice of thunder before this event, and these very phenomena will bear witness of the truth of my word. Pay attention, you humans, and just look at everything as indications of the end, which I give to all of you so that you do not fall prey to ruin. For everything that happens is so important that it would be able to convince you if you are of good will. The time is fulfilled and the end is near. Amen.